Welcome to Hypotheticals. Please keep your seatbelts on and do not lean out the window. We cannot afford professional drivers.
Okay, what do you want to do?
I don't know. What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Okay, so we're sitting in a Big Lots parking lot. It's 10:06 p.m.
We don't have to work tomorrow, right?
We do.
No.
Yeah. We have to work tomorrow.
Nah, whatever.
We have to work tomorrow. So tell me, okay.
Okay.
So this is going to be...
Hypothetical.
It's not hypothetical. I was going to ask you a question about being a producer for a podcast.
Is this communist?
No, it's not about communists either. You're so fixated. Okay. Next thing you're going to be like, is it about living for forever?
It's
not about living for forever, Erie.
I want to be immortal so bad.
Help me. I am trapped with an idiot who won't stop talking about living forever. Listen, if you ever, through some fucking magical fucking fairy dust bullshit, get to live forever, I'm gonna fucking sell my soul to the devil to live forever just so I can find a way to kill you.
Oh, come on.
That's gonna be my life. You're gonna be like, whoa, I live forever. And I'm gonna be like, fucking gonna kill you. That is my whole life's goal. And if I can't live forever, I'm gonna fucking create a weird ass cult of all of my fucking children. I'll have like 30 kids. I'd be like, all of you must know, there is a demon among us. Her name is Erie Alexander.
But
you must kill her. I'll get the Vatican in on this.
That's
shit.
So mean.
I'll call the Pope. I'll be like, well, Francis, what's up, bro? Yeah, you tell him I said hi. Anyway, there's this fucking bitch named Erie Alexander. She fucking sold her soul to the devil.
You had a question. Also, I don't want to become immortal for any bad reasons.
Why are you putting, like, restrictions? No, I'm not gonna kill you because you did it for a bad reason.
No, please don't kill me.
I'm just gonna get so annoyed that you fucking would not stop talking about living for forever.
It was just today. Look, today we just had a couple of conversations about it because it came up.
It came up.
You were the one who was talking about the Korean drama with the guy that lives forever.
Well, whatever.
You started
like,
it.
Like, I started it, and you were, like, in the background, just, like, I imagine that, like, if this is a fucking, like, a movie or something, or, like, an animated thing, I'd just be talking, like, oh, hey, blah, 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 and then in the background, just pop up behind the screen, be like, I want to live forever. And I'd be like, what? And then you disappear. And then I turn around and start talking, you'd be in the front of the camera, like, I want to live forever! No, you don't get to know. Like, stop.
I'm sorry, I won't talk about it anymore.
Except for that you will.
No.
Because you're going to be like...
In it later.
Late. See?
Not now.
See?
Look, I...
You know, no, I'm going to let you live forever. But you know what? You're going to be sad. You're going to be sad about it. You don't get to be happy.
Why?
Because they said so.
Oh, okay. I will just, for the rest of my life, remember Zoe said you're not allowed to be happy.
If you live forever.
If I live forever. Anyway, there was a question
that I forgot it because I started ranting about you living forever. But okay. No, listen, okay. Hypothetically, I'm going to just jump to another question.
Hypothetically.
If you were a ghost.
Yes.
Where would you haunt? Like, okay. So, in this hypothetical situation, you're not chained to any place, right? Mm-hmm. So you're not, like, chained to where you died or anything like that. Like, you fucking die. I don't know. Maybe you're fucking, you fucking realize your dream of becoming a professional wrestler in the WWE and you fucking get pile drivered and you die. I don't know.
Okay.
Or, like, you're in a Ferrari having, like, hot Ferrari sex with your hot girlfriend and then, like, a boulder falls off a cliff. I don't know.
Like, so I think I can't remember if you said hot Ferrari girlfriend or just hot girlfriend.
No, I said hot Ferrari in a hot Ferrari with your hot girlfriend. So the Ferrari
so
is hot.
Two of those particular things are never gonna happen.
The girlfriend
I
or
don't
the Ferrari?
Own a Ferrari.
Okay.
So the hot Ferrari and the hot Ferrari sex, not gonna happen.
Like, you wouldn't, even if you had a free Ferrari and you could have sex in it, you wouldn't have sex in the Ferrari?
No, not really.
Why the fuck not? It's a Ferrari. Get creative. I don't care. Fine. So you don't die in a Ferrari. You're fucking on a booze cruise in Fort Lauderdale.
Do you know what my dream car is?
I know. Okay.
What?
There you go. Tell me.
I just want a VW bus.
Of course! Of course you want a VW bus!
I'm sorry.
What was I expecting? Oh, Zoe, my dream car is a 1975 Camaro. No, of course it's a fucking VW bus.
I'm sorry.
Let me guess. You want to convert it so there's a fucking bed in the back so you can, like, ride around the United States having shenanigans.
No, not really.
Uh-huh?
No.
Okay.
There's really not enough space in the back for a bed. I mean, there is, but then, like, all you have is the bed. Instead, you could, like, I don't know.
What?
Put seats and bring people with you.
Bring people with you.
Yeah.
Fucking VW bus.
Yes.
What color is it going to be, Erie?
Olive.
Olive. Okay.
Olive. VW bus.
I can't with you. I can't. Okay, moving on. Fuck would you haunt if you... VW bus. Could you be more of a stereotype?
I'm sorry. I would also choose... I could also have a Winnebago.
A Winnebago!
Or an RV.
Kill me.
I'm sorry.
Where would you go in your RV?
Where would I go in my RV?
Are you gonna fucking travel in Route 66?
Sure, why not?
Are you gonna fucking stop at all of the little side places, the fucking balls of yarn and shit?
That's exactly what I want to do with my life.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna be the best immortal tourist ever.
Why? Did you? You promised! You were like, I'm not gonna bring up being immortal again! And there you go, in your fucking olive green VW bus! Oh, boy, I'm gonna be an immortal fucking tourist!
Zoe, I brought that up simply because I knew that that was how you were gonna react.
Oh my god, just tell me, what are you gonna fucking haunt if you're a ghost? Is it gonna be the fucking Louvre or some shit? Like, how stereotypical are you gonna go with that?
What am I gonna haunt?
What are you gonna haunt if you're a ghost? Presuming, okay, let's set the rules. Mm. We're gonna just ignore all that shit about the Winnebago and move on.
Okay.
We're just gonna move on. Okay. So, like, if you're a ghost, like, what are the rules of being a ghost? Because we clarified you're not stuck to one place.
Right.
Right. Okay.
So can you lift things and, like, haunt?
Let's say, like, if you concentrate really hard.
Really loudly.
If you concentrate really hard, you can affect the physical world, but it takes a lot of effort, and, there's a limit to the amount of things you can do.
Okay.
So, like, you could pick up, like, books and stuff.
Do the ghost adventures people come and visit you?
Of course.
Okay.
They come and visit you.
Because I want them to visit.
I know.
So that they can lock themselves in the building that
I'm
in.
And you can fuck with them.
And I can just tell them, please leave.
I hate you.
I don't know why you locked yourselves in here and keep promising me you're gonna leave when you're locked in the building. I just need you to understand that you are locked in the building.
Okay, so you're...
No one is here to let you out. And you're telling me you can leave. I know you're locked in the building. I know you're locked in the building. Quit being bitches.
So what are you gonna do when the ghost adventure guys are like, fight me, bruh, fight me, ghost, you fucking stupid ghost, fucking fight me, bruh.
If I have a vase,
okay,
and some sort of flowers or sticks or something,
okay, so
I would just start making a floral arrangement.
You have some rude ass ghost hunters stuck in your fucking place of haunting, and your idea of scaring them is to make a floral arrangement.
Okay, but Zoe, think of the episode, right? Zach and whoever is with him, because he keeps having fights with his people. Zach and whoever is with him come in, and they're like, we heard that this place is haunted by an angry ghost, and we're gonna fight the angry ghost, and we're gonna yell at it and tell it to, like, attack us because we can handle it. You know, the Jersey, like, macho man kind of, like, muscle shirt.
What you doing?
What you doing sort of thing. So they're going to come
in. Sorry, how you doing?
Whatever. They're going to come in and they're going to be like, we're going to fight the ghost.
Okay.
I'm not going to fight them. I'm going to do the opposite of fighting them. I'm going to make them so mad at me simply just because I refuse to fight them.
So what you're saying is they're going to go fight me, bro. And you're going to go, here's my hospitality, bro. What, are you going to fucking make him a sandwich?
Sure.
You going to make the bed for him? You're going to be like, hey, Zach, you look hungry. Here's a PB&J. I left it on the counter for you. Are you going to like them? Write them like sweet notes? They're like, hey, guys. So I saw that you guys were a little bit hungry and tired. So I made your bed for you. And there are extra pillows in the third floor closet on the right-hand side. XOXO Ghost Eerie.
That's exactly how I sound.
Exactly. So that's your MO.
Yes.
Is you're just going to be so nice to
them. No. But here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing.
Enlighten me.
We can move around, right?
Yes.
We can move from place to place to place.
Yes.
So what if?
Uh-huh.
What if we follow the Ghost Adventure guys?
I don't even think they make episodes anymore. I think they're not in business.
Okay. Well, we follow a group that's very similar to them.
Okay.
Yes. So we follow them, or we just follow the Ghost Adventure guys, right?
So your
even
choice,
if they're not filming things,
so your we choice follow of the where Ghost Adventure guys. So your choice is like, when I die in my tragic accident and I leave a ghost behind, I'm not going to like haunt some interesting place. I'm not going to haunt like a place where stuff happened. I'm going to find a crew of ghost hunters, and I'm going to haunt them.
Yep. Yep. And then when they die...
Uh-huh.
I find another crew of ghost hunters.
Okay, so you just... Yes. Why?
Because nobody will believe them.
Oh my god. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because what if they're filming things?
Okay.
They're filming things to be scary. That's like the whole point of those television shows, right? Is to be like, oh no, I heard it. It's saying get out of
here. Oh my god, Eerie, they can edit one of them tripping over a door frame into like, oh god, ghost attack! Whoa!
Yes.
They can turn that.
They
you
can.
They can't edit
they
you
can.
Into being scary.
They can. They can't, but Zoe, if I am haunting them
okay.
the entire time,
uh-huh.
I can re-edit their episodes.
How? You, again, no, you can't. You can't haunt the computer. Why do you keep bringing this up? You can't, like, what are you going to do? Fucking open their computer.
I don't have to haunt a computer. I can haunt one of them.
Okay, and how are you going to get them? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Be like, if you don't fucking edit this episode where it's making
no,
me
I
look
just
super...
take over their body for
okay,
a
since
while.
When could you do that? We did not establish that as one of your powers.
We didn't establish a lot of powers. We just established the fact that we could move.
Okay. That... Eerie.
Is that a no?
Eerie.
Is that a no?
Eerie. Do you know, like... You're going to willfully take over another living person's body and force them to do things against their will.
Yeah, they'll get it back later.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You're all like, my name is Eerie Alexander, and I support the rights of all people, except for when I'm a ghost, because then fuck your bodily autonomy. I'm just going to take you over and make you do really embarrassing shit.
I'm not going to make them do really embarrassing shit.
I think
shit.
They would think having to re-edit their episodes to make themselves look like dorks and you not scary would probably be something they didn't want to do.
Well, okay.
You know what? For all possible ghosts or people who might be able to manipulate ghosts who are currently listening to this, I just want you guys to know that Eerie thinks it's okay for ghosts to do that shit. So, like, just FYI, if you haunt her, like, she's gonna be okay with it.
Yeah,
right?
I wouldn't really mind if they wanted to take a ride for a while.
It's fucking... Okay. So...
I mean, so long as... look, I'm gonna have them I'm gonna make them re-edit things.
Uh-huh.
I'm not gonna go take them to a brothel and make them fuck a bunch of random people.
Whoa! That was jump that I was not... I was going with, like, make them dance awkwardly on camera. And Eerie is just like, I'm gonna make them go to a fucking whorehouse and fuck a bunch of whores!
No!
First off, where the fuck are you gonna find that?
No.
Are we always in Nevada? Like, are you going to the bunny ranch? Is this poor whose body you're taking over
gonna
be...
I'm not gonna make them do that. That's what I'm saying. Like, there are limits, right? I mean, you can make them do silly stuff. I don't mind if a ghost, like, takes over my body and turns on my webcam and makes me do, like, a bunch of stupid dances in front of it.
Eerie, you would do that anyway.
Yes. I wouldn't mind if they're dead. Maybe they want to take, like, a little bit of a ride. Maybe they want to taste a cheeseburger again. If they wanted to taste a cheeseburger.
Yeah, what if the person who takes you over wants to fuck?
No.
How are you going to stop them?
Asking nicely.
Oh my god. I can't with you today. Like, here I am coming into this conversation with a fucking, like, sweet ass hypothetical question that's supposed to be, like, super, like, we're gonna discuss. And you're just like, I'm gonna take over your body and I'm gonna hunt the ghost adventure people.
Okay.
He don't even make stuff anymore. He's fucking laid up. He's screaming at fucking, I don't know, the fucking Cubs or something. I don't know.
But, okay, look. Okay. Even if I didn't have the power to take over their bodies, okay, right?
Yeah.
Let's say I don't have that so that we remove that weird hypothetical out of it anyway.
So there's no longer the question of silly dance moves or whorehouses. We just remove that from the equation. They're gone. Entirely.
They're out of the equation.
Okay.
I feel like half of this conversation I don't want on the internet.
Why?
I don't know. I just
Is it the
like
part about the Winnebago you're embarrassed about? Or is it the part where you're talking about possessing people's bodies and, like, whorehouses?
Possessing people's bodies and whorehouses. I don't know. I feel bad that I was willing to take someone's bodily autonomy to edit their videos.
Well, that's because you got mad at me because I told you you couldn't fucking haunt computers earlier.
Yeah, probably.
Here, let me give you a solution.
Okay.
Okay. Haunt a fucking mannequin.
I could haunt a mannequin.
There you go. Mannequins don't have fucking bodily autonomy to
and
begin
then,
with.
Then I could reenact that movie.
What?
The one with the mannequin.
Eerie. There are lots of movies with mannequins in them.
The one with the mannequin in the mall that the guy falls in love with because it's
hilarious. What the fuck movie is that?
Have you not seen that movie?
What the fuck?
I don't remember what it's called.
Oh my god. There's, okay. This conversation, we reeled it back in and then you fucking like took it and threw it back out. You're all like, oh yeah, look at that movie where the man falls. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna have an epic star-crossed romance with fucking Ghost Adventures guy? Are you gonna be like in the window like, Ghost Adventures guy, we are separated by the fucking...
No. It doesn't have to be a rom-com.
But listen, no. I
can just occasionally stand the mannequin outside of his window.
Oh, so you're just gonna give him, like, a fucking complex.
Yes.
No. It's a fucking rom-com. You're gonna fall in love with him.
I don't want to fall in love with him. He's gross. I'm sorry.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. First off, he's a dude.
Okay, fine.
So, that makes him...
You're a ghost. Do ghosts even have sexualities?
I would like to think that I retain some of my personality.
Well, obviously you retain plenty of your personality. So... This fucking mannequin whorehouse. Winnebago lover.
Okay, anyway. So,
The fucking Winnebago still
gets... No, me. I think that we would... I would still... be attracted to women.
Okay.
So I would not.
So why are you choosing only the hot, gross, sweaty dudes?
He's not hot. He's
yeah, but if you're like, looking. If you live forever, and well, I mean, unlive forever.
Because it's funny to haunt people who are desperately trying to prove that you exist, and no one believes them.
So why? So you're gonna be that ghost. It's gonna be like, here's all the proof that I'm real, and then you're gonna fucking go into their fucking house afterwards and delete everything.
Yeah.
Rude. Fucking, you know, if you wanted my answer to that hypothetical question,
what is your answer to that hypothetical? You've been grilling me about my answer.
My answer to that hypothetical question is, I would want to fucking haunt the White House. I would want to know.
What would you do in the White House?
I would just fucking listen in. I just, you know, like, I can move around. So I guess it would be better to say I just want to, like, fucking haunt, like, places where important politics happen. Like, just to kind of be like, now I know why. Like, if fucking Cheeto, like, fucking President Cheeto has a third toe or a sixth toe, I want to know about it.
Third toe.
I mean, his feet are so small.
Guys, he only has two.
You didn't hear it from us. President Cheeto, we love you and appreciate you and every. That's a fucking lie.
I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate you.
But no, like, I want to haunt, like, places where interesting, like, if I'm dead, right? Like,
but they go to interesting places. I could meet other ghosts because they would take me to haunted places.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure that all the rest of the ghosts would be like, leave me the fuck alone. No. Go away. I don't want to be involved in your shenanigans. Come back without them.
Well, I mean, okay, I could do that, but like, I would.
Well, how are you gonna haunt them constantly day and night if you're gonna go hang out with other ghosts?
I don't need to haunt them constantly day and night. I mean, I just move the mannequin and I go somewhere else, and then when I come back, I move the mannequin again.
What happens if he throws the mannequin away?
I get another mannequin.
Where are you gonna get it? Okay,
steal it from a mall.
Theft. She's a thief now.
I'm a ghost. Who's gonna prosecute me?
That doesn't make it right.
It's a mannequin. It's a mannequin. I'm gonna steal. I'm not really like. It doesn't hurt my poor little heart. My poor soft squishy heart.
Uh huh.
To take a mannequin from them all.
Like, just as a note, fucking Erie loses all sense of morality when she dies, apparently.
No, I'm not saying that I'm losing sense of morality, but, like, if I'm a ghost, if I'm a ghost, I'm honestly, some of my morality is gonna change a little bit. There's gonna be things that I'm, like, I'm not really gonna be super upset about taking a mannequin from the mall. Like, nowadays, yes, I would be like, I don't think I could take a mannequin from the mall. Mostly just because I'd get in trouble.
Well, also, how the fuck would you get it out of the mall? Would you, like, no.
If you had a mannequin.
Where you get, like, would you have to break it into parts and, like, smuggle it out one piece at a time? Or would you just, like, go for the whole thing if you were going to try and steal a mannequin?
Is this the hypothetical now?
I mean, sure, just give me the hypothetical. How do you fucking steal a mannequin from a, like, from a mall, obviously. Like, because you can just buy mannequins online if you want to.
I mean, yeah, you can buy mannequins online.
But that takes the fun out of the hypothetical question.
Yeah, yeah. I think what I would do is try to take piece by piece. Like, once a month.
But, like, once it's missing enough pieces, would they remove it?
They're replacing the pieces. So, but if what I if take, just... like, a hand, they'll be like, oh, I guess it's missing a hand. We'll go. And plus, plenty of places in the mall have multiple mannequins, right?
So you just steal one piece off of every mannequin. Like, you would just come in one day with a really suspiciously large purse and just pop one of their heads off. Yeah. Like, okay, no, I would do it differently, though. Like, okay, if I was going to steal a mannequin, I would just fucking... I would dress up in, like, slacks and a fucking button-down shirt with a fucking tie, and I'd put my hair all nice, and I'd just walk in, undress the mannequin, pick the mannequin up. I'd have a clipboard, and then I'd just walk the mannequin out. And if anybody stopped me, I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, they told me to come get the mannequin. I'm just supposed to take it out back. And then I just walk out. Like, did I ever tell you the story about how I multiple times snuck into my high school?
No.
So, like...
That's illegal, by the way.
Oh, I know it is. Uh-huh. But I'm not in high school anymore, so nobody cares. But no, like, when I was in high school, when I would go to marching band, we'd always leave out this back door in a back hallway to go outside. Right. And I realized at some point that they never locked that door.
How long is this?
This is 23 minutes.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Well, they never lock the door, right? They just leave it unlocked. So a couple times, I'd, like, forget my homework or something like that, or I'd have to go get something from the band room, and I would just break into your high school. Yeah, well, I would drive over, I'd park in the parking lot, I'd walk up to the side door, I'd just... Because here's the thing, and people will tell you this, and it's true, the easiest way to get away with doing something wrong or being in a place that you shouldn't be is just don't look worried. Look like you know what the fuck you're doing. Yeah. Because people will assume, like, if you don't look scared or harried or, like, nervous, people will just be like, oh, they obviously don't look
know where they're going.
They know what they're doing, so they're here for a reason. And there's all sorts of reasons a kid could be at school on Saturday. I could have been in detention. I could have been doing a special project with the teacher.
Do they put you in detention on Saturdays?
Sometimes.
That's weird.
Saturday detention.
The wrong direction.
Nobody cares. But no, yeah, they put us in, I mean, it wasn't super common. Pretty much the only kids who ever had to do Saturday detention were ones that got in trouble a lot. Like, the kind of ISS I have never that was
been
like
in a school with Saturday detention.
They didn't do it super often. Like I said, it was usually the last resort before they sent a kid to alternative school. Mm-hmm. Or if they did something particularly egregious, like get into a fight or something like that,
what
they
sort
might
of
do
teacher
it.
Teacher wants to be at the fucking school.
Lots of teachers are at schools over the weekends because they have to do a bunch of extra work that the kids never know about.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of that, but like I don't want to just watch a shit ton of kids on Saturday.
It's never a lot, but anyway, so like I would just walk in and like go to my locker and get all my stuff out, and I'd leave fucking, I mean, and there were security cameras everywhere, so like if they'd ever caught me, like they would fucking have me dead to rights breaking into that school. I saw a janitor one time.
I don't think they cared.
No, not really.
There's a pokey stop here.
There's a pokey stop?
Yeah.
At the gas station?
No, at the cemetery.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. But yeah, no, I broke into my school like 3 or 4 times over the course of high school.
Yeah.
And it was mostly just because I'd forgotten stuff and I had stuff due on Monday morning. Or like one time I think I left my instrument there and I was like, I gotta practice this weekend. So I just went in and got it.
I don't know. I didn't start
Cause they never
until I was 18.
Oh no, I got my license when I was, I got my license when I was 15 and my car shortly thereafter. Because I enrolled in summer school, and not because I was failing, but because I didn't want to have to take, I wanted to dual enroll my junior and senior year, and in order to do that, you had to have a free slot on your schedule, and I had to, like, take a math and an economics class or something like that, so I'd have time free. Like, in my senior year of high school, I left the school at, like, 1.
I see.
And just got to leave, and my class was at, like,
6:30. Why is there an Aldi sign next to the gas station?
Because there's an Aldi's back there?
Is that like an entrance?
Yeah, that's an entrance over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they built an Aldi's.
I don't know.
But anyway, yeah. Point being, end of conversation, Erie would fucking haunt the Ghost Adventures dudes and just be a general nuisance with no morals. And I would have morals and try to effect change in the greatest political arenas of the world.
I don't know. If I'm a ghost, I might as well just do whatever the fuck I want for a little
while. I mean, you do you, girl. You do you. Like, if your dream as a dead person is to fucking haunt the Ghost Adventures guys, go for it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? Carpe fucking diem, ghost bitch. Do it. Mm-hmm. More power to you. Yeah. My ghost ass is just going to be laughing on the other end of the continent.
Well, I mean, we could just meet up occasionally and I can tell you what stupid shit I've seen.
I'll just watch the fucking show.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Would you be able to see me on television?
No, probably not.
Even though you're a ghost?
I mean, I don't know. Do we, like, can ghosts see ghosts? We never established that.
I think they can.
You think they can? Then I guess maybe I would be, well, can ghosts be visible on
maybe
recordings?
Maybe two ghosts.
Okay, sure. I'd fucking watch you on TV.
Okay.
It'd be great.
That'd be cool.
I call you and I'd be like, the fuck with this boss thing and the fucking notes. Like, chill, girl, chill. And you'd be like, but it's funny. Woo! I don't know why I imagine ghosty sounding like that, but whatever. But that's it. That's what we would do.
Yep, that's what we would do.
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
If we were dead.
If we were dead.
And we were ghosts.
And we were ghosts.
Yep. Done with this conversation.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hypotheticals is a Crossroads Station's production featuring Erie Alexander and Zoe Von Embler. Musical theme by Shannon Sawyer. For more information, please visit crossroadsstations.com.